What up, K-State Nation? This is Eddie Greer, host of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State coming at you on another Saturday as college football has officially begun week zero nationally. And of course, at this time, next Saturday, September 2nd, it will be the opener, season opener for K-State football right here at Kansas taking on Southeast Missouri State. But we got postcast right now, volleyball right now. I'm recording this towards the end. Actually, it's the K-State women's volleyball second matchup of the weekend out there in Portland, Oregon, part of the Rose City showdown over there out west in the Pacific of Portland, Oregon. History was made last night. Congratulations. The Mansfield era has begun. That podcast is already out. And this is the first victory of Jason Mansfield's tenure here in Manhattan, Kansas. They defeated last night Portland State in four sets there. They lost the first set there, 25-15. But then after that, a hard-fought third, three sets in a row, 28-26 in the second set, then followed by 25-20 in set three in a clincher, 25-16 there as well. And Aaliyah Carter, I kind of caught her name over the summer, needing to step up. We need that freshman Aaliyah Carter. That was so huge for that team when she came onto the scene as a freshman here at K-State. And how about the new girl? One of the new girls really were impressive last night. Liz Grigorowski, again, we're getting it. We're right there. Each of them, along with Carter, 10 kills there. And Aaliyah Carter, with those 10 kills, now is over the 1,000 kill mark, and she becomes only the 19th K-Stater Wildcat to reach this milestone there as well. Any other newcomer I mentioned, or I'm about to mention, Izzy Suyuski. Woo! She was playing out of her mind last night. Match leading 41 assists. Again, she coming from in that Pacific area out there in Oregon. She transferred out there over at Oregon State. Now here at K-State, she's only a junior. So that was a huge get for Mansfield and company there to land her and to get that transfer there as well. On the other side, for the Portland State Vikings, Sophia Myers, 15 kills. That was a match high, followed by Michaela Lewis. Michaela Lewis at 13, and Ella Hartford, 27-6 there as well. The clincher, set four for the Cats. That clinches match. K-State dominated from start to finish there, 7-1 there. The Vikings didn't make a run there towards it, but hey, an 8-2 run there. K-State ended all that those hopes right there as well. Jason Mansfield last night got some of his press release last night, and we're just going to focus on him on this postcast edition as K-State women's volleyball open up their 50th season of volleyball here in Manhattan, Kansas, even though they're out west, open up 1-0, defeating Portland State Vikings in four sets. Jason Mansfield afterwards saying, quote, "Yeah, I think first matches are always scary, right? I mean, everybody thinks they're great. And everybody has hope when they're 0-0. So I'm not surprised that the home team played great in the first two sets. I think the best thing we did was just try to find a way to win the second set and grind it out and got ourselves into a place where we had to make plays late, and we did. So I was really proud of the team for that. And then we just kind of settled down and played better and better in the third and fourth set. So really proud of the team. And know we can play a lot better. But the point is to try to win. So we found a way to do it, to do that. We'll look at film, and we'll be going to play a tough team tomorrow. But really happy to be 1-0 now. Again, K-State Nation, I'm recording this during this K-State's second game. They're playing San Diego State. Let me confirm that. Yes, they're playing San Diego State currently right now. So I don't know. I'm just coming home from Bonner Springs. So I don't know what's going on right now. That if I will record that postcast after the NASCAR event here tonight as we're approaching that as well here. Well, not here, but down there in Daytona Beach, Florida as well. So a lot going on as well. But that's huge for this team. Yeah, Portland State, the home team, yes, for this game. And obviously, you're going to be up against it there. So Jason Mansfield, very proud of this women's volleyball team and how they responded there as well. Let me see here. Oh, K-State here. Circle this. Well, let me start this. The Wildcats open the season with a win for the third straight year in a row, this time with a new coach in head coach Jason Mansfield. And K-State now against teams in the Big Sky Conference, 13-5-1, folks. So very impressive against Big Sky opponents. And again, I don't know what's going on at the recording of this postcast with San Diego State right now, but San Diego State is a tough team. So we'll see how, back here in the Pearl Project Podcast, I paused that for a reason, as the computer tends to go to this new podcast computer tends to go to sleep quick. So I got to keep this up weight. But anyways, finishing up my last point here, that yeah, we'll see how that all comes out here in a little bit. I was going to say something, now I forgot it. But of course, yes, tomorrow, women's soccer back on the field again, looking to stay unbeaten. I don't remember who they're playing. No, they're playing Creighton. Okay. Yes, I remember now. They're playing Creighton tomorrow at 1. Volleyball's got another game here to finish close out the Rose City Showdown weekend over there in Portland, Oregon tomorrow. So there's that as well. And I'm going to throw this in there as well. Yours truly gets it done yet again on another difficult road course there. I'm going to have more on that, get you guys caught up on that. It's going to be a solo episode there this week. So there is a lot going on, and I'm going to have to either stick with this plan right now, which is recording this on one of our podcast providers right now. And that, my friends, is Audioboom, where you can find the podcast, Purple Project Podcast, wherever you get your podcast. We are also on Spotify, iTunes, Audioboom. We're on Podbean too now, apparently, so we're on that as well, and along with several others as well. So definitely make sure you get the Purple Project Podcast, because football season here in Manhattan, Kansas, at this very time, next Saturday, we'll be at the Bill as well, getting ready for that game as well. So a lot going on for this podcast this week. We're back to the postcast now. Like I said, with this new format, we're going to be doing postcasts on it still, and daily still, and we'll try to figure out how to way to confirm all of our notes for weekly shows into 30 minutes, unless I have to purchase another recorder. So we'll have to see how that is, because I think whatever happened to that USB, it is totally fried. So we got a new podcast computer, so we're up and running for sure here for this podcast. Again, the postcast of the season opener for K-State Women's Volleyball, of course, started off beating Portland State Vikings in 4 sets. K-State is 1-0 for the moment of the recording of this podcast. And let's go ahead and throw in cross-country in there as well. They begin their season next Saturday as well. They'll kick off a huge Saturday for K-State sports as well. That's going to do it for right now for this postcast Women's Volleyball edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. Again, Eddie Greer, appreciate you. Appreciate your very patience here for our podcast, as we kind of took a little bit of a hiatus there thanks to the technical difficulties on the computer side there as well. So we're glad we're back on that front as well. But Jay, congratulations to the head coach of the newest head coach at women's volleyball. That is Jason Mansfield getting his first win in 4 sets over the Vikings in Oregon for the Rose City Showdown. Portland State, Oregon. Portland State Vikings in 4 sets. We'll have to see what happens coming out of San Diego State. This has been another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. Go Cats. Okay.